For the latest in Christian music, it's time for TRA News with the rockacrossaustralia.com's Cameron Want.
This week, an unusual hobby, collecting Christian music and memorabilia. In the world of rare and collectible music, there's no single standard that determines what something's worth. Condition, provenance, editions, and signed copies all contribute to music status, but items that are out of print, a limited edition, or simply in demand attract the highest prices. According to Amazon.com, some of the legends of American Christian music, Leslie Phillips, Phil Kagi, Evie Tornquist, Larry Norman, and Glass Harp, consistently attract high prices. For example, a DVD of Glass Harp's live 1972 performance attracts close to $600, and the 2005 CD reissue of their self-titled album regularly goes for more than $300. A paperback sheet music collection of 40 songs from the woman who once sang about being 4 feet 11 and going to heaven, Evie Tornquist, attracts $500 for Evie Complete. Her best of album, Our Recollections, once commanding $25 at Word in Australia, today regularly gets more than the $200 on the international site. And her Christmas Memories collection pulls a similar amount. Larry Norman, Randy Stonehill, Barry Maguire, Petra, The Second Chapter of Acts, and Britain's After the Fire also fetch high prices from collectors who are willing to part with $100 to more than $300 for some CD and vinyl titles. Leslie Phillips, who later changed her name to Sam Phillips, attracts significant interest across a range of titles. Her Dancing with Danger gets close to $500 for a new CD and just over $100 for a used one. But the jaw-dropper at number one is a little-known British band called Amaziah. Their Straight Talker album has been spotted on Amazon going for $1,000 and even as high as $1,500 with its original cover. But what about here in Australia? Christian music promoter and author Vic Campbell says the most valuable items are vinyl albums by Christian artists on mainstream labels.
I think some of the things that would have value to collectors of Christian music memorabilia would be anything on vinyl from Larry Norman, possibly Only Visiting This Planet on the Verve label, or So Long Ago the Garden on MGM. A Larry Norman autograph would be worth a fortune because he didn't like to give autographs. I also think that perhaps a Striper Bible would have some value. Mainstream label vinyl for either Amy Grant or Petra. And with respect to Australian Christian artists, I would say vinyl singles from the likes of Avion, LPs from Avion on mainstream labels. And there's a vinyl 12-inch for the band Idea called Stone Sharpens the Blade. There's probably not too many of those around.
Broadcaster and music historian Martin Fawkes believes the most collectible items are concert and publicity memorabilia.
Well, you've got to wonder what one of Leon Pacillo's silver lame jumpsuits would be worth. Or maybe one of Carmen's collection of high-yield offering buckets. I remember back in the late 80s when Amy Grant put out her album Lead Me On. It sold so well that her management arranged for gold albums to be presented to retailers, to the people who sold her CDs. And they're all hand-signed by Amy herself. And, of course, they found their way onto the underground market very quickly. I think the most collectible out of anything is probably the leopard print jacket that Amy Grant wore on the cover of her album Unguarded in the mid-80s. An iconic image, and I wonder where that is nowadays.
As you can see, there's many reasons people collect Christian music and memorabilia. Some do it for pure enjoyment, some for investment, some to preserve the past, others to expand their social circles, some simply enjoy the quest, while others collect for professional purposes because they're journalists, radio announcers, or musicians. Without these powerful motivations, many of the world's great museums and libraries wouldn't exist today. So I'm suggesting collecting is a good thing. I'm Cam Want for TRA News.